From KERA in Dallas, this is Think. I'm Chris Boyd, speaking today with Michael Pollan. He's author of books including In Defense of Food and The Omnivore's Dilemma, and he is John S. and James L. Knight Professor of Journalism at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. Do you think we're better informed in America about food since 2006 when you wrote The Omnivore's Dilemma?
That's a good question. It'd be hard to generalize. I think that more people are paying attention to where their food comes from, that people are eating, paying attention to labels, that they're more conscious of the choices they're making. One example, there's a whole conscious carnivore movement, right, of people who will eat meat, but only from animals that have been raised humanely. And whether they know that directly or through a label is a question. But So I would say I don't think it's true across the board, and there's still things about food we're dimly aware of, but in general, yeah. I mean, look at menus. I mean, look how many menus tell you where their food came from, credit the farmer that grew it, or tell you the waters where the fish lived. So there's a lot of storytelling around food that I don't think was going on before then.
So these days, a lot of people talk about food as a source of nutrients, which is true, but I wonder why you're hesitant to embrace breaking every single bite we take down into its component chemicals.
Well, because that's only one of the things food does. I mean, food obviously keeps us alive and nutrients are very important. Although foods are greater than the sum of their nutrient parts, I think we're constantly learning that. You know, if you reduce broccoli to the antioxidants in it, and then you give people the antioxidants known to be in broccoli in a pill, it doesn't work. So I just have respect for the complexity of whole foods, and that reducing any plant, and this goes for drug plants as well as food plants, to that single magic ingredient is to miss something. The structure of food matters too, and the relationship between different chemicals in the food. We used to pay attention to nutrients, and we didn't realize that actually in plants it's the fiber that's probably the most important thing. These are the cell walls. Which chemically aren't that interesting, but in fact are vital to keeping our microbiome healthy. These are all the bacteria that live in our gut. And so to reduce food to the nutrients in it reflects a kind of arrogance that we know all the nutrients they are to know, that we know what we need. And if you look at the history of nutrition science, it's one missed nutrient after another. Look at formula. Baby formula is a great example. Here we are trying to synthesize a very important food source, which is mother's milk. And every time we thought we had it, first we thought, well, all you need to do is put fat, protein, and carbohydrates in there, and that's what humans need. And well, no, those babies died, actually. It didn't quite work. And then we learned, well, actually, you need to know about vitamins. Vitamins are crucial. And we added the vitamins. And still, those babies didn't thrive the way babies did on mother's milk. And then we learned that all fats are not created equal, that you need omega-3s and not just omega-6s. And so you've got to get that right. And then the most amazing thing we learned even more recently is that there's a sugar in mother's milk, a polysaccharide that the baby can't even digest. It just passes right through the baby, but it comprises about 40% of the milk by volume. So what is that doing there? Why hasn't natural selection selected that out? Well, it turns out that it feeds a very critical type of bacteria in the baby's gut that the baby needs to be healthy. And so that was a lesson, I think, that we have to pay attention not only to feeding ourselves, but to feeding the whole collectivity that is ourselves, which is to say us plus 10 trillion bacteria. And we figured that out, and now we'll add that to formula. And will that be it? I doubt it. I think there's going to be more things we're going to learn. It's unbelievably complex. And to flatter ourselves into thinking we've figured it out is just the height of arrogance.
If you'd like to hear this whole conversation, check out the Think podcast. Simply look for Think in the Explore section of NPR One or use search to find it. You can also subscribe at think.kera.org or wherever you get your podcasts.